Some of you have looked at the sermon notes and was wondering if I'm going to be preaching to the 5 years old this morning.
有人看到这个就是布道的这个 brochure 的时候，会说我们今天是不是给点小孩讲的装备？
I tell you, today we are going to learn from the 5 years old.
今天我们是会从这个五岁以上学习。
And they can teach us a whole lot.
他们可以教我们很多东西。
But the message is going to be from God for the 5 years old.
但是这信息呢都是来自于上帝、
For those that have found the scriptures 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 through 13 would you please stand in honor of reading God's words
我们读一下哥林多前书十三章
Follow me in English and then Bingo in Chinese please and we start from and now I will show you the most excellent wayIf I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be sealed. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.Now we see but the poor reflections as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall have fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
我现今把奇妙的道指示你们。我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语。并却没有爱我就成了明德罗想的博一般我若有先知讲道的智能也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识而且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么我若讲所有的诸济穷人又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱仍然与我无异爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈爱不是嫉妒爱不是自夸不张狂不做害羞的事不求自己的益处不轻易发怒不计算人的恶不喜欢不义只喜欢真理凡事包容凡事相信凡事盼望凡事忍耐爱是永不止息先知讲道之能终必归于无有所方言之能终必停止知识也必终归于无有我们现在所知道的有限等那完全的来到这有限的必归于无有了我做孩子的时候话语像孩子心思像孩子意念像孩子既成了人就把孩子事丢弃了我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看模糊不清到那时我们就要面对面了如今所知道的有限到那时就全知道如同主知道我一样如今常存的有信有望有爱这三样其中最大的是爱
Thank you. Let's bow our heads and pray.
是我们低头祷告。
Holy Father, I thank you so much for this morning.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们这个机会。
Thank you for these special words that you have for us.
谢谢你给我们这样的信息。
And Lord, today as we prepare our hearts to receive your message, O Lord, I pray that you help us to become children.
让我们今天帮助，请上帝帮助我们成为您的孩子。
That we will understand the mysteries of your love and your gospel ministry in the way from a children's perspective.
让我们学习您大爱的奥秘，通过这种孩子的学习。
You said that let the children come to you.
让这孩子来到您面前。
And that Lord, we know that a good way to understand that hope, that faith, and the love that you have for mankind is probably the best way to understand it as a child.
让我们理解您的爱、您的信和欲望。
Because we couldn't figure it out all.
因为我们并不能真的弄清楚这些东西，把我们自己。
But I pray, Lord, that you will reveal to us that truth of faith, hope, and love for us as Christians today.
你会把这些真理告诉给我们。
And I just give you thanks and praises.
我们只是把这些向上帝祷告。
And let the God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
来坐下。
You know, in my March 31st, I'm going to start from this one. In my March 31st sermon, I used an analogy to help explain or comprehend the concept of Trinity.
上次我们讲到的时候，我们讲到就是我们用到太阳的比喻来讲这个三位一体。
And I said that if God the Father is like the sun as opposed to moon, then Jesus the sun as opposed to Father, would be like the beams of light.Radiating from that sun which shines upon us.
我们上次把上帝比作太阳，我们把耶稣基督呢比作上帝发出来的光。
Because the Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 even says the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
在希伯来书之中讲到，就是耶稣基督呢是上帝发出来的光嘛。
And then I went on to say that the Holy Spirit would be very much like the heat that we could experience and can feel.
我们会有的时候会感到迷惑的。
And of course, I explained that it was just one good way to understand this difficult concept.
我们就是用这种比喻了呢，来让帮助大家理解这种就是比较难以理解的东西。
But in any difficult theological questions that we might want to go into, you can actually make it as easy as a child to understand it too.
任何困难事情呢，我们都会比作用一个对比来，作为我们可能小孩子都很容易理解的。
I also disclaim that none of the analogies that I use can completely explain the God in three persons.
我也曾经告诉大家，我所用的比喻呢，都不能充分的来解释这个三位一体的真正的含义。
Because that's the exact reason why the Trinity concept is a mystery.
这就是说为什么三位一体是那么的神秘。
But my goal was to help you not to be caught up by an unresolved theological questions or debate.
但是我的目的呢，就是让帮助大家来理解这个主题。
But to truly understand this important concept in simple terms.
但是呢，真正的理解这个主题呢，只是一个很简单的一个词。
But since then, this analogy just sticks to my mind, and I couldn't help but thinking about this continually.
从那时开始呢，我就一直在想这个主题。
And so I was praying to God for help in the next sermon to continue explaining similar difficult questions, but in simple way.
我一直向上帝祈祷，让我来用同样的这个事实来讲同样的道理。
You know, Jesus, when he was teaching, he used a lot of parables and simple stories to explain the kingdom dynamics and the mystery.
你知道，耶稣基督教导我们的时候，用了很多的比喻来讲述这个神的王国的这个奥秘。
And his parables are very simple, very down to earth, very to the point, and yet it really explains a very deep.Meaning in the kingdom.
他的比喻虽然很简单，但是讲到了很其中的就是道理呢，就是平铺直叙的，让每个人都容易理解。
So I praise God that He gave me some revelation that I could use today through the insert in the bulletin. If you would find out that note.
感谢上帝，他给了我启发，让大家打开这个 bulletin 里面有一张纸。
It's going to be a great challenge for me to use that so that we can keep both the adults and the children attentive.
对我来讲是一个挑战，让就是孩子和大人都能保持清醒在这儿。
But I assure you that we will be having fun searching for the true understanding of the different roles of the Christ, Christians, and Christianity.
但我相信我们在这个通过这张图片呢，来我们寻求。基督徒和这个基督教这三个利益的时候会很有趣的。
To do that, everybody must have a pencil or a pen of some kind so you can follow along on that sermon notes. And anyone that doesn't have a pencil, can you raise your hands and Nanan will help you find that. And those that have children, please sit, let them sit next to you so you can help them a little. The children are going to have fun also.
每个人要有一支笔 在那个notes上 那张纸上要写一下自己可能要填一些东西
And I'll start by reading several verses to you in the Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 7 to 10 to you
我们先开始读传道书的第十一章 从第七节读到第十节
Remember your Creator while young Light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun
光本是佳美的人眼见日光也是可悦的人活多年
第七节 However many years a man may live Let him enjoy them all But let him remember the days of darkness For they will be many
人活多年就当快活多年 然而也当想到黑暗的日子 因为这日子必多所要来的都是虚空
Everything to come is meaningless Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
少年, okay, go ahead.
Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eye sees, but know that for all these things God will bring you to judgment.
少年人啊, 你在幼年时当快乐, 在幼年的日子, 使你的心欢畅, 行你心所愿行的, 看你一眼所爱看的, 却要知道, 为这一切的事, 神必审问你。
And so then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless.
所以你当从心中除掉愁烦, 从肉体科取邪恶, 因为一生的开端, 和幼年之时都是虚空的。
Now there are two points of conclusion we can arrive from these several verses. The first one is, in this life, the best thing is to do is to enjoy the blessings of God.
那有两个结论，一个就是呢， 在我们这一生中呢， 人生短暂， 要想尽可能享受神的祝福。
Point number two is that in any absolute value that must transcend this life, finding itself rooted in the justice of God's love.
人生呢， 唯一的绝对价值呢， 根基于在神。
Knowing that God will judge all things should motivate us to lead in a moral life.
知道这个根基在于神所以呢这样就引导我们过一个有道德的生活
Even while we are in the course of enjoying the things which God has blessed us with
因为即使在我们享受这种神的祝福的这种日子里
So these scriptures were saying that therefore know God, see God while you are young
所以说呢这个就让我们说当我们小的时候我们就开始要寻求上帝
Naturally, seeking God and understanding God is not just for the children, but it starts young, it's better.
寻求上帝呢，并不是说针对只从孩子开始，但是呢，从孩子开始呢，并不早。
So we will understand the difference between Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a children's perspective today.
我们要从这个孩子的角度呢，来理解基督、基督徒和基督教的这个意义。
Now we must know to start with that as much as we want to be, we as Christians will not save the world.
我们要理解，作为我们基督徒来讲，我们并不能拯救这个世界。
The Christianities, the beliefs, the religion will not save the world.
这基督教呢，并不能拯救这个世界。
But only Christ can save the world.
只有耶稣基督能够拯救这个世界。Because
without Christ, there is no Christian.
因为没有耶稣基督就没有基督徒
But ironically many people have claimed to be Christians yet live lives without Christ
但是呢有多少人他们自己声称是基督徒但是他在生命中并没有真正的有耶稣基督徒存在
Why? There is no real experience of Christ in their lives as a result of salvation
在他们人生中并没有真正经历一种被救赎的这种经验
And so I would say that Christians are really the byproducts of Christianities for some people and not for Christ.
所以说呢，我们就是说呢，这个，OK， 耶稣就是基督徒呢，是一种耶稣是 是基督教的副产品，并不是基督的副产品。
Very good. Yes.
Sorry.
So what is Christianity? It's not supposed to be just the makeup of Christians and the Christian activities.
什么是基督教呢？并不是。What's that? Sorry.
It's not supposed to be just the makeup of Christians、
okay.
and Christian activities.
并不是说有基督和基督的有基督徒和基督徒的这个活动组织的。
It should be the makeup of Christians and Christ.
因它是主要是由一是基督和基督徒组成的。
Because without any one of these two, there is no Christianity.
如果我们少了其中的任何一样，那么我们就没有这个基督教。
Because most of us knows about the story of Enron.
我们很多人都知道 Enron 的故事。
And there is an abstract in the cover story of the Newsweek, January 21st, which states that Enron is a smoking ruin, the biggest corporate bankruptcy in American history. A year ago, the stock market was valued at more than $60 billion, and now the stock has lost 99% of its value.
在今年的1月21号的新闻周末上，曾经登载了这个 Enron 的一个封面故事，其中就讲到 Enron 呢是美国历史上最大的破产的公司。在一年之前呢，它的就是股市的价值是值六十个 billion， 就是600亿美元。那么到现在呢，它的股市呢已经降其中的1%。
And many of its 20,000 employees lost their retirement savings when the company collapsed.
有其中很多这个雇员，他们把他们退休计划投资在公司的这个股票上。当这个公司倒闭的时候，他们就失去了他们所有的退休的这个。
Now, the reason that I bring up this story is because of the interesting conclusion that it made in that story. It says that the coverage attributed to the failure of this case to the lack of control on the bottom line.
那这个故事的最后的结论就是当时的公司的这个 management 的这是管理人员的对这公司的底线没有控制。
Without the profits, the cash generating revenue or the bottom line, a company won't last, however big size it grows into.
如果这公司呢没有这个底线，就是不能去挣到钱，那么这公司就不能长久。
So what is the bottom line for Christianity?
那基督教的这个底线是什么呢？
The church buildings, the organizations, the institutions, the programs, these are all real.
教会的这种建筑物或是教会的这种各种各样的活动都是事实存在的。
But what is the bottom line?
但是什么是我们的底线呢？
Is our bottom line being watched very closely?
是不是我们在紧紧地跟随这个底线？
The bottom line is Christ.
那这底线呢，就是耶稣基督。
If we build churches and run institutions and carry out programs but leave out Christ, they won't last. However size you can grow, to the size of Enron, to the size of Southern Baptist denomination, which is the biggest in the world.
如果我们失去了耶稣基督这个底线，即使我们有很好的活动，我们有很多的建筑，即使我们这个就是这个规模呢增大了像恩望这样的规模，或是说呢我们这个教会增长到像西南浸信会这样的规模，但是呢我们的教会
美南浸信会
的规模，我们的教会呢都不能持久。
So let me further explain now to you the importance of understanding these distinctions by using a mirror which I didn't bring.
下面呢让我们来用一个镜子例子来讲一下这个其中的这种教义。
But most of you know what a mirror is, so just imagine this is a mirror.
很多人都知道是什么是镜子，让他们就是表示一个镜子。
With the foundation that I laid down prior that God is the sun, His Son Jesus Christ is the radiance of that sun, and the heat that you are experiencing through that sun is the Holy Spirit.
通过我们刚才讲的，就是上帝呢是太阳，那个耶稣基督呢是其中的光，是范畴的光芒。那么我们所接受的温暖呢是圣灵。
Now we as Christians are like that mirror. When you focus a beam of that sunlight on the mirror, it will reflect that light somewhere.
我们作为基督徒来讲，就像那个镜子似的，当这太阳光照到我们身上呢，我们要反射出这光去。
We are not the sun. The sun is against the moon. Sun is the God the Father.
我们并不是太阳。
We are not even the sunlight, which is Son Jesus Christ.
我们也不是这个太阳光芒，它是耶稣基督。
And we know that Jesus Christ is the radiance or the effulgence. The word, if you know what it is, it means it's the radiance, the exact representation of God the Father, the Son, as against the moon.
耶稣基督呢 是作为上帝发出来的太阳的光芒。
But what we are as Christians are the reflection of that light.
作为我们基督来讲呢，我们作为基督徒来讲呢，我们是其中一面镜子，来反射耶稣基督的光芒。
The Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 did say you are the light of the world.
在马太福音第五章第十四节讲到，我们是世上的光。
Now we are the light of the world, the reflection of God's true light to this world.
我们是耶稣基督的，是上帝发出来的光的反射。
So now you can begin follow along on that sermon note, which title the Son can be found.
可以，我们跟随这个就是sermon这个那张纸来往下走一下。
We as Christians can be found.
我们作为耶稣基督的，作为基督徒来讲呢，是被发现的。
But it can be more fun if you know truly more about the Son, God the Father.
如果我们知道耶稣基督的话，我们知道上帝的话，这我们就会更加有趣。
The number one it says the Son makes me feel warm.
第一个呢，就说是太阳光呢，使我感受到温暖。
Without God, our lives is hopeless.
没有上帝，我们的生命就没有意义。
We are nothing without God. We are a plain, a cold mirror that cannot generate heat by itself.
作为镜子来讲，我们基督徒呢，并不能只是一面镜子，并不能自己发光。
The true, genuine, unconditional spirit of warmth, of love, the kindness, they don't come naturally from us, as cold as the mirrors.
那光呢并不能自己产生，是来自于上帝，来自耶稣基督。
But the light and the love that we receive from our Heavenly Father, the Son, can be reflected and can be refocused through us and create tremendous heat to a point of burning if we focus right where God wants us to be.
如果我们紧紧跟随上帝的旨意，集中到我们的心思意念，集中到上帝的身上，那么就我们接受的光呢，我们会重新产生出更多的光。
That warmth that we can reflect to the people around us has to come from God Himself.
我们会把这些光呢转变成这个来自于上帝的爱呢，就是发生的全就是周围的人身上去。
Number two, the sun makes flowers grow.
那第二点呢，就是太阳呢使得这个鲜花生长。
With God, we must grow and we must follow Him.
我们必须紧紧地跟随上帝。
Because we grow in His love and in His admonition, we grow in knowledge and we grow in wisdom.
我们在他的爱和他的警告之中生长，我们的知识和聪明才智就在同步增长。
We cannot even decide to stay just where we are and not move forward.
我们并不能保持在原来的同样的地步，我们一定要不断的增长。
Rather, we must constantly and consciously.Grow in His Word.
我们在他的指导教育下呢，我们在不断的增长。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 through 3 and verse 11 says this. Therefore, lay.
Go ahead.
Hebrews 6 1 through 3:11. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death.And of faith in God. Instruction about baptisms, the laying on hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. But we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，借力进到完全的地步，不比再立根基。进入那懊悔死刑信靠神各样洗礼按手之礼死人复活以及永远审判各等教训神若许我们必如此行
We do not want you to become lazy but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised
我们不想让大家变得懒惰
We must not operate on an encounter with God we had years beforeAnd we'll grow weary and hungry as a result of that stagnation in growth.
我们不能停留在几年前之前我们遇到上帝那种程度，我们现在要不断的渴求上帝的真理。
In Chinese, there is a saying that while you are riding a boat against the tide, you must go forward, otherwise you are going to go backward. 逆水行舟，不进则退。Sorry, I put it. 逆水行舟不进。That means you as a Christian must grow in the Lord. You can't stay where you are.
作为我们基督徒来讲，我们要不断的成长，我们不能保存在原来的程度。
Now the number three is the sun is bright.
第三点呢，就是太阳是光的。
So how brightly will we expect a mirror of the size that we have to reflect the sunlight?
我们希望我们有多大镜子来反映这个光亮呢？
Well, if it is were a mirror to view, and as though that we see that sun through a peephole, a small mirror.If you look at it only from that very small peephole to sun, then you will cut its total intensity by factor.
作为镜子，我们要看的时候，我们看到太阳光呢，就像我们通过一个小的孔来看阳光是一样。这样呢，这个阳光的强度就大大的被减弱了。
The sun is bright.
那太阳是光明的。
But do we see the brightness in its totality?Do we see his brightness in its totality?
是不是我们看到了所有的光亮？
Or do we limit God too much in our lives?
是不是我们限制了上帝很多在我们心中呢？
How brightly will we allow God to reflect his glory in our lives and to those around us?
我们有多少我们来让上帝的就是住在我们心中，让我们的行为来影响周围的人呢？
Let me assure you that your brightnessdepends on how much grace you are willing to receive from our Heavenly Father.
这个我们要就是完全决定于有多少我们要想接受这种光明来自于上帝，来自于耶稣基督。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 states that you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
在提摩太后书的第二章第一节讲到我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
That small mirror that you think is very small that won't reflect much light can be used greatly if you allow God's grace to flow through your life.
这个小的镜子，如果我们经历了全心全意的接受耶稣基督，那这个光反射出来的光呢，就会很强很多。
If all that you have been doing is just trying to earn God's favor.By actions or by activities, it can be exhausting.
如果我们只是做的事情只是来想赢得上帝的喜悦的话，会有的时候会很就是疲惫力尽。
But accepting His grace can be life-changing.
但是接受他的恩典呢，是一种生命的改变。
If He asks us to share His gospel with others, He will graciously provide us the courage that we need to do so.
如果他要求我们去分享福音的话，他一定会给我们这个勇气。
Therefore, be strong in God's grace, so you can share His grace with those around us.
所以我们要在上帝的恩典里刚强，才能分享这个福音。
Let that mirror completely reflect the brightness of that sun.
让这个
Father to those around you.
让这个镜子呢，充分的反射来自于上帝的光芒。
Number four, did you forget the words? If I stay in the sun too long, I will burn.
第四点就是，如果我们在太阳底下站了很长的时间的话，我们会被这应该是什么反应？
就是烧伤。
烧伤。OK。
Now it is a good thing for many people to get sunburn.
那是很多人呢喜欢这种太阳底下这种被晒的这种感觉。
But here we are talking about you needing to become hot for the cause of Christ.
我们呢，应该作为基督徒来讲呢，我们是因为耶稣基督，我们才能被灼热。
What does it mean to get a sunburn?
这什么意义呢?
Many of us can probably recite the definition of love in verse 4 through the first part of verse 8 in chapter 13 of Corinthians, which we read a moment ago.
很多人可能记得这个爱的定义在哥林多前书刚才我们读的那个一到十三节。
But have we wondered how God defined love? Have we wondered why He defined love after He has defined what love is not?
是不是我们也有疑问？上帝就是定义了什么是爱，什么不是爱。
Remember verse 1 through 3, he says, let's go back. It says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, if I'm only, it would only be a resounding gong or a clanking cymbal.
在就是第一到第三节定义了什么不是爱。第一个就是说，我若能生说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the miseries and all knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains, and yet I don't have love, I'm nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
我罗将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。
I tell you what, because over time we have grown into that adulthood that causes us to think that we have to show this love and faith and hope in terms from the adults. The children know the best.
有的时候呢，我们随着我们这个人生的成长，我们觉得我们要把这真理、希望这些，就是作为成人来讲来进行理解，但是我们忘了这些道理呢，作为孩子也会很容易理解。
We have learned all of these skills and talents and being able to speak, prophesy, to understand the mysteries and thinking that we are smart and we got to figure out all. Well, that's not the case.
我们学了很多的知识，很多的技能，认为我们自己能够就是发现各种各样的奥秘，但是这并不是真实的。
We have forgotten what love really is.
我们忘了什么是真正的爱。
We have forgotten what love really is.
我们忘了什么是真正的爱。
The love that Christ has shown us through his death and yet through his resurrection, showing us his way of salvation.That kind of love, the unconditional love, which we probably have taken too lightly as adults.
作为我们来讲，我们可能对耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受难而死，我们有的时候理解的还不是不够深刻。
If we as Christians don't get sunburned, if we as Christians do not and are not changed by God, then it would be in vain to talk about Christianity.
如果我们并不能真正的理解这个意义的话，作为基督徒来讲呢，讲这个基督教的意义就没有什么意义了。
He says, you're nothing. You gain nothing. You can do all this and that and run churches and run programs, yet you don't talk about the love that is from Christ. You are nothing.
如果我们做很多的事情，我们建了这个教会，我们有很多活动，我们有这个人数不断增加，但是呢，如果我们忘了耶稣基督的爱，那我们什么都不是。
What is interesting is beginning the second part of verse 8, it begins to emphasize the importance of loving like a child.
从第八节的第二中间的部分开始呢，我们讲其中就讲到了这个爱呢，像一个孩子的爱。
And so we are not going to read that again because of the time.
我们不会再读这个整个的章节。
But now we see that we as Christians.Must not limit our understanding because of the size of mirror that we are. Because the God, the infinite, the unlimited amount of brightness of the heat that you can experience is there, not through you.
我们虽然我们的镜子很小，但是呢，我们并不能用这个镜子来，就是来限制上帝的光芒，因为上帝的光芒是无限的。
But we must not be a poor reflection of that light.
我们不能成为一个很弱的这种反射。
Because one day we shall see face to face with God.
因为有一天我们会面对面的见到上帝。
He says, all that you have done from your very young youth and when you were a child to whenever, you can enjoy all things. But one day, God is going to judge it all.
所以说呢，其中讲的就是从我们从很小的开始一直长到很就成年人，我们享受了这个上帝的祝福，但是总有一天呢，上帝会审问我们。
Therefore, get sunburned and learn to love like a child.
所以说呢，就是我们要得到这种阳光的灼热，让我们爱呢像孩子一般。
Number five, the sun is a star.
那第五点呢，就是太阳呢是个星球。
It's true by its definition from physics terms.
从物理意义上来讲，这种定义是对的。
But I'll put a meaning to it also. The star means saves, teaches, accepts us as if, and restores our relationship with Him.
但是呢，我把其中呢，就是每个词呢表示不同的意义，就是表示了拯救、教育、接受，并且是恢复我们和上帝的关系。
Christ, the sunbeam.The exact representation of God, the exact meaning of God, the very same as the God, is the one that saves, that teaches us, that accepts us the way we are, and restores us.
耶稣基督呢，作为这个太阳的，作为上帝发出来的光芒，他拯救了，救赎我们，教育我们，接受我们，原本的接受我们，并且呢，帮助我们恢复与上帝的关系。
Now remember, the sun, being the planet sun, is a star, not those hotshots or famous Christian leaders, and certainly not the pastors.
这里面的这光并不是指的这个就是一些很有名的人，或是说我们的牧师。
Now the reason I'm saying this is, oftentimes we as Christians, having learned a lot from the Christian leaders, which are very good.Yet tend to begin to worship the leaders rather than the creator.
具体的时候呢，我们从某种角度来讲呢，有很多人，有很多的很好的讲员，给我们讲了很好的东西。那么我们有的时候就转向了来崇拜这个讲员或是这个牧师，而不是崇拜上帝。
Because they all seem to be so powerful in speech, so eloquent, and they possess such a wonderful, excellent interpersonal relations.
因为他们呢有很强有力的这种就是个人的通这种交通技巧，他们有强有力的这种啊善变的能力，给我们好像有很多的这种很好的就是和别人有这种很好的关系。
But then we would tend to either worship them or to envy them.
或者我们的时候呢，就是来崇拜他们，或是跟随他们。
And lose focus on the sun.
那我们就是把这个就是我们的焦点呢，就从上帝的身上转移到他们的身上。
We must not trust. I shouldn't say that we shouldn't trust Christians, but what I mean is, you couldn't trust a human being, even though he or she considers himself a Christian.
其实有的时候呢，我们并不能因为一个人是基督徒就完完全全的相信他。
Don't be just thinking whatever the Christian says or does that he is the one that is going to save you, that's going to restore you, that is going to teach you.
不要认为一个某个基督徒就会来接受我们教育我们，或者说来拯救我们，或者说帮助我们恢复上帝的关系。
Don't get me wrong. We as Christians need to teach, need to show the way that God has for us. But don't forget about Christ.
并不是说，就是我们并不是说不要别人来帮助我们，不要别人教育我们。但是呢，是说让我们的焦点呢，一定要集中在耶稣基督的身上。
Allowing yourself being that mirror, don't be ashamed to be the focal point. At times, you could be even confronting against someone when it comes to belief. But you reflect that light to them, the Christ, the light that you need to share with those people around you, not you yourself.
作为基督徒呢，我们作为这面镜子，我们要充充分分的、完完全的来反射上帝，来自于上帝的光芒。
Remember, the sun is the star. We are not.
记住，太阳呢是星球，我们并不是的。
Number six, you can get a sunburn even on a cloudy day.
第六点就是说，我们会得到这种灼热，即使一个阴天的天气。
We are the light unto the world.
我们是世上的光。
We don't belong to this world.
我们并不属于这个世界。
We are the aliens and the strangers.Of this world, per first chapter, First Peter 2, verse 11 and 12.
我们是这个世上的这个陌生者。
But we are the world changers.
我们是世界的改变者。
We need to. Do you know what it means to be an alien, to be a stranger?
你知道什么是、这个、
Many of you have been to a different country, and many of us are immigrants to this country. We know exactly what it means to be an alien. We have to apply for visa. We have to file in all this paperwork and documents in order to even maintain that status to stay in the place.
Alien 这个意义就是我们作为一个外国人到我们这做一个你如果到第另外一个国家去居住你要一定要申请护照申请这个签证去。
But though you are the aliens, you are the strangers to this world, God promised us that he did not leave us orphans, that he sent out his Holy Spirit to be with us on a day-to-day basis.
不管你是什么样的身份上帝永远与我们同在。
He was with us at times of good and at times of difficulty.
不论我们的境况是好是坏，他永远给我们一起在一起。
In your lives, there will be shadow. There will be times when it gets cloudy.
在我们生命之中呢，有的时候会得到了这，有的时候呢，这个就是情况并不是很好。
Those will be like the Satan's hold onto us wherever we go.
就是说这时候呢就像这个撒旦对我们的影响。
But then, if the more you are able to move away from that cloudy weather with the sunbeam, the Christ, and the heat that you experience from the sun, the Holy Spirit, the more your actions and your words will reflect the sun, God the Father, rather than the distortion of that light that came from God.
如果我们尽可能的集中了我们的焦点在上帝的身上，即使在这种困难的情况下，我们也会就是充分的接受来自于上帝的光芒。
There will be times when you are physically weak, when you are not able to manage a relationship, when you face difficulty in the challenge of your job situations, or there will be times when you don't know what to do with your children or with your parents. There will be times when it's difficult for you to deal with.
在我们的生活中呢，有的好多时候呢，我们可能遇到很多的困难，像是有的时候呢，我们的工作遇到了很多难题，很多挑战。有的另外呢，我们和这个家人的关系和同事的关系，这些都是我们在现实生活中可能会遇到的。
But may you be the mirrors that is reflecting the true representation of God even at times of difficulty.
是不是在这种困难的时候，我们还？把我们自己都比作一面镜子来充分的反射来自于耶稣基督的光芒呢
Is your light so shine that people around you got sunburn even in the cloudy weather like that meaning when it is in your bad times
是不是在这种困难的时候我们把我们这种来接受来自于上帝的光芒还充分的展现给周围的人的身上呢
Point number seven The sun can make an ice cube melt
第七点呢，主要是说，那太阳光呢，会使得这个冰柱融化。
What is perishable will be perished.
要消失的东西会消失的。
The story of manna and quail that is depicted in Exodus 16:21 says that each morning gather as much as you needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away.
在这个出埃及记16:21讲到，每天早晨呢，每个人呢得到自己应该享用的东西。当太阳出来的时候，所有的东西都融化了。
That story is telling that God provides, and He will provide what you need.
这个故事呢，教育我们说呢，上帝会提供我们所需要的东西。
But don't hold on to those provisions so tightly that they become your focal point.
但是不要把这些东西呢，作为我们集中的焦点。
Let the provider be the focal point of your life.
这个提供的呢，永远是我们的焦点。
The people tend to hold on to or store whatever is perishable.
那人们呢，永远是想就是把这个要消失的东西呢，保存的长久。
But what is perishable will be perished, and it will be like that ice being melted away.
但是要消失的东西永远会消失，就像一个冰会融化的，它会融化的。
But other than the provisions, how about your lives?
那是不是好做我们的生活怎么样呢？
Do you want to, your lives to be perishable?
是不是我们希望我们的生活会消失呢
The Bible says if we don't know God, we don't know Christ Jesus, we don't have eternal life.
说圣经说如果我们不知道耶稣基督那么我们就不会有永恒的生命
Then your life would end at the end of this journey on this world.
那我们的生命就会结束
and how we desire that you have that eternal life, that now you being an alien and stranger going travel through this earth, that this will be temporary, that this will be just a temporary part of your life, but that you will be willing to accept Christ and let that life become eternal.
我们虽然是这个世上的过客，但是呢，这只是暂时的。我们作为如果我们接受了上帝，接受了耶稣基督，那么我们会走向一个永恒的生命。
Only God can give us eternal life.
只有上帝能够给我们这种永恒的生命。
Our lives will be perishable without God.
如果没有上帝，我们的生命就会是短暂的。
His power can make an ice cube melt and a life changed for good.
这个上帝的这种强有力能够改变这种一个人的生命。
Number eight, we should never look straight at the sun.
第八点就是我们永远不要就是直视阳光。
Why? God the Father is holy and we cannot see him. We can't stand his glory.
上帝是圣洁的，所以我们不能看到他。
We need to go through the righteousness and the holiness that God, Jesus Christ, places in us to make ourselves holy and acceptable to Christ, to God.
我们应该使得自己更加圣洁，这样呢才能够去接近耶稣基督。
We can look straight into the sun, but the mirror that we have can reflect a sunlight that we will be able to observe.
我们并不能直视阳光，但是呢，我们这个作为这个镜子来讲，能够反射这个阳光。
But that mirror, I don't know if you notice or not, but if that surface of the mirror is smooth and flat, then it can reflect light to the direction you want it to go. Direction you want to.
如果这个镜子上面有污点并不平滑，那么这个反射来的光呢，就不会说是你想要去的地方。
If that surface of the mirror is dull, it probably won't reflect a whole lot of light.
如果呢，只是一个，
就是钝
了，
或者是就是变得不那么光亮。
OK， 如果这个镜子呢，就是不那么光亮，不能就是不平滑的话，那么就可能根本就不能反射光亮来。
If you allow sin to take control of your life, that mirror is going to grow dull. It's going to grow distorted. It's going to grow not surface flat. It's going to become rough.
如果我们让撒旦来控制我们的生命，那我们这面镜子呢就会变得越来越不平滑，可能就永远一点光就发不出来。
Then the holiness of God, the brightness of God, the sun, the source of that warmth, the love that He desires for each of us to receive, is not reflected properly, adequately, enough to those people around us.
用这样的镜子呢，我们就不能很好的反射出上帝来自于上帝的光芒，我们就不能很好的去影响周围的人。
But praise be to God that His Son Jesus Christ has the power to wash it away, to clean it, to make it flat whenever you run under the sin.
感谢上帝，虽然我们有罪，但是呢，耶稣基督来了，把这个镜子冲洗得干干净净。
So now you are able to figure out that.Mystery words on your sheet. How many of you have figured out what is the word that made out of from the English? What is that?
That's great.
Cookie. All right. Cookie.
那几个词连到一起就是叫，如果重组一下就是 cookies 是饼
干的。The sun can be fun. I told you, the sun can be fun. Okay. What is the Chinese translate? What is the Chinese? Those people that were able to work on the Chinese.
把中文的字拼在一起或重组一下是什么样的意思呢？或是什么样的词组呢？
Not a lot of people. The result is 融会贯通，天上明星。 The meaning is the Chinese is to be thoroughly acquainted with the bright star, the sun that is up high in the sky. Boy,
我们应该很
我已经讲了。
OK.
So no wonder it's tough to be a good interpreter. I hope you get the meaning of this analogy and understanding the difference among a Christ, the life saver, the Christians who are the reflection of that light. But it needs to be the true and as much as good reflection of that light and the Christianity, which has to be composed of both of it, not just the Christians. If you do all of the things but leave out Christ, that Christianity is worth nothing.
希望通过这个简单的对比呢，让我们来真正理解基督、基督徒和基督教的意义。没有基督，没有基督，没有基督，没有基督徒，那基督教就没有任何的意义。
Therefore, the invitation today is twofold. For those kids, the young children, seek and understand God while you are young.
我们这个呼召呢有两部分，一部分呢是对于孩子来讲的，对孩子来说呢，就是当你小的时候就应该去寻求上帝。
There is no age limitation as to when you ought to come to know Christ.
没有这个年龄的限制，限你什么时候来 去认识上帝。
You don't have to wait till, of course, you need to wait till you are age 16 to get a driver's license.
不像如果我们能到了16岁才能拿到这个驾照。
But you don't need to wait till 16 to get your baptism certificate.
你不需要到16岁的时候才来这个就认识上帝，拿到你就是成为耶稣，成为基督徒。
We want you to invite Christ into your life, into your heart, and understand.The true meaning of Christ early at this young age, so you can enjoy all the blessings that God for you, even while you are traveling through this world.
希望呢，孩子们能够在你尽可能早的时候接受耶稣基督，这样享受这终身的来自于上帝的祝福。
For the adults, have you grown weary as you advance into Christian life?
作为我们大人来讲，是不是在我们这个追求耶稣基督的道路上，有的时候变得疲惫不堪呢？
Have your lives become so complacent that you forget about the importance of Jesus Christ, the light to shine upon those around you?
是不是有的时候我们就忘记了，我们忘记了来反射来自于上帝的光芒，那就耶稣基督给周围的人呢？
If you decide to live a life that will more fully and more truly reflect the light, the Son Jesus Christ, come to the front.And let us pray for you.
如果你真心的接受耶稣基督，不要准备把这个光呢全部的接受下来，并且反映到周围的人的身上，那么请你到前面来。